The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, November 16, 2023. The headquarters of the European Parliament will host an international court to judge the U.S. blockade against Cuba, its consequences, and its extraterritorial nature. On the first of its 2 days, the court will hear the oral and written arguments that substantiate the complaints filed against the blockade applied by the United States to stifle Cuba. The presentations of the witnesses who will bring forth specific cases of the human and economic impact of the blockade will be of great value for the judges and prosecutors participating in the process. The president of the Cuba Cooperación France, Cuba Coop Association, Victor Fernandez, announced to Prensa Latina that during his speech he will point out the pressure on European companies, banks, and citizens so that they may not have ties with Cuba, proof of the extraterritorial component of Washington's blockade. The president of the Cuban Institute of Friendship with the Peoples, Fernando González, recognized the initiative to hold a court to denounce and judge the U.S. blockade, which he described as criminal. The Director General of Consular Affairs and Cubans Living Abroad, Ernesto Soberón, stated that Cuba is living today the best moment of relations with its diaspora. The holding next weekend of the fourth conference of the nation and emigration will make possible to boost those ties, he said, interviewed on the TV program Mesa Redonda. The diplomat pointed out that the advances in this sense are the result of a sustained process of rapprochement that began in 1978 and allowed the holding of the first of these meetings in 1994. On this occasion, some 400 Cubans living abroad will talk at the Havana Convention Palace about the links with their country of origin and the prospects of that relationship, as well as migratory issues and others related to culture and identity, economic development, and investments. The meeting will be attended by a significant number of persons who have not participated in previous dialogues, as well as a large number of Cubans living in the country and abroad. Soberón said that requests for cooperation, business, and investment projects in which Cubans can participate have shown a considerable increase. Havana, the capital of Cuba, is celebrating this Thursday its 504th foundation anniversary, plunged into the restoration of several centers and a wide range of activities. The Office of the Historian of the City of Havana organized the traditional ceremony at El Templete, the foundation site of the former village of San Cristóbal de La Habana, today Havana. Havana won the title of Wonder City of the Modern World in 2016. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization declared the oldest district of Cuba's capital and its fortress system a World Heritage Site in 1982. Some 50 anthropologists and archaeologists are attending at the Havana-based Institute of Anthropology a conference until November 17 after a long break due to the COVID-19 pandemic to discuss current problems of anthropological sciences, museums, educational processes, and the use of high technology and archaeology. Academicians and researchers from prestigious study centers such as the National Institute of Anthropology and History, the National Autonomous University of Mexico, the University of South Florida, the French National Research Institute for Sustainable Development, the University of Winnipeg in Canada, and the Max Planck Institute in Germany, among other institutions, are participating in the event. Master in Science Alice Plasencia, member of the organizing committee, told Prensa Latina that this scientific event is an opportunity to make the Cuban Institute of Anthropology known and to meet again to tackle different issues. The Secretary of the National Assembly and the Cuban Council of State, Homero Acosta, in the European Parliament, thanked the world for its support against the U.S. blockade, a policy that will be denounced and judged in an international court. In a session of explanations before the installation of the tribunal, the deputy expressed a particular recognition to the organizers of the two-day meeting in the European Parliament, convened by members of the European Parliament and political, solidarity, trade union, and Jewish associations from Europe and the United States. Also, the ambassador of the island in Belgium and to the European Union, Yaira Jimenez, thanked the initiative to hold the International Tribunal in the European Parliament and highlighted the effort of the last months to make it possible, with the accompaniment of members of the European Parliament from several countries and political forces. And in the international agenda, we have that the President of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, is carrying out an intense work program within the sidelines of the annual meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, APEC, in San Francisco, California. The most important activity of the day is the interview with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, with whom he will hold his first face-to-face meeting since they had not met before. The president announced some of the issues that he will discuss with the Chinese leader, among them those related to the value chain for better control of imports and exports. Also, Beijing is interested in a close relationship with Mexico, which should be enhanced through this meeting. López Obrador will later hold a meeting with the Prime Minister of Japan, Fumio Kishida, and later on with Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada, who is a member of the Free Trade Agreement, along with Mexico and the United States. On Friday, López Obrador will talk with his United States counterpart, Joe Biden, during which López Obrador plans to discuss issues of importance for Mexico, such as the strategic economic relationship problems on the border, arms and drug trafficking, and especially the migration crisis that affects both countries. Meanwhile, the Bolivarian Alliance for the Peoples of our America People's Trade Treaty, ALBA TCP, supported the agreements reached at the recent joint summit of the Arab League and the Organization of Islamic Cooperation. The member states of the Latin American and Caribbean Integration Bloc decisively supported the decisions adopted the day before by the 79 countries at the meeting held in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people, a statement from the Foreign Ministry indicated. The ALBA TCP joined in denouncing and condemning Israel's aggression in the Gaza Strip, where it commits atrocities and systemic violations of human rights. It also supported the demand for an immediate cessation of the extermination operations and the request that the investigation into war crimes and crimes against humanity committed by the Israel against the Palestinian people be completed.
And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.